Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Price has fallen so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. You feel like the plays go up for the elements after yesterday for this
you
song?
You figure what now?
Feel like the streams go up yesterday?
Music streams?
Yeah.
Oh, because yesterday's was the 21st day of
first
September.
First 21st day of September, yeah.
Yeah. I would do it.
I'll tell you what. Dude, I was all up in my feels last night.
Why?
Because I watched the Earth, Wind, and Fire thing on TV, and I didn't think that. I'm like, man, Earth, Wind, and Fire, they only got Earth and Wind. And then, so I was watching it while I was watching the game, and I was singing all the songs. I was like, it brought me back to my childhood. It was cool. I mean, so it was a lot better than I thought. Then they did, you know, they had the Jonas Brothers. They had... Is it JonBenet? Not JonBenet, but Batiste. Who he's got a lot of crazy energy.
I didn't see that.
Where was it? Was it on CBS?
Yeah, it was on TV.
Was that afterwards?
No, it was on
during the game.
It was on Fox or ABC or another network.
Yep.
It was cool. I was like, wow, boy. They did it in California, and man, look, the people were going crazy. I was amazed. Like, a lot of intangibles were there singing all the songs.
The intangibles love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah,
the intangibles do love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
But I'm gonna tell you, between Earth, Wind, and Fire, see, Earth, Wind, and Fire, if you got a good band that's non-intangible, you know you're going to get an Earth, Wind, and Fire song, right? And if you had a good picnic, good barbecue, you're going to get Earth, Wind, and Fire, Frank and Beverly and Maze.
Oh, that's easy. That's automatic.
That's must have.
Outstanding and, September's got to be played at every barbecue.
And as soon as the bass start, oh, yeah, that's my jam.
I'll tell you this right now. Let me give you intangibles a little secret.
Please do.
If you know how to move to Earth, Wind, and Fire, or the Gap Band, any of them, yeah, you're going to get love. You're going to be invited to all the picnics and barbecues.
You're going to be invited to all the.
Definitely be invited to all the barbecues and picnics.
I don't risk it with the intangibles at my house. I don't play music. I don't want nobody out there doing the Elaine.
Point for Leroy.
That was so bad. still Lane Bennett.
Yeah. Now I can hit them country with the line dances. Oh, yeah, they own that.
Oh, my God. The line
Some
dance.
Some of them can even do the Cuban shuffle.
Cuban shuffle?
Cupid.
Oh, Cupid.
It did kind of sound like you said Cuban.
I thought he said Cuban.
No, I said Cuban.
The Cuban shuffle was Mario Cristobal just plowing it down Florida hey, on Saturday.
Can I just tell you, to me, it was very impressive, and I could see during the course of the game how they were wearing Florida down.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a knucklehead friend in the chat, you know, talking about this game is too close. I'm like, did anybody, even watching Florida, how bad they've been offensively, did anybody think that the Canes were just going to mollywop them or blow them out? Like, it was going to look like this, wear them down, and then that offense was going to make a mistake or two or whatever.
They also kind of got screwed out of a touchdown. Like,
they got screwed
out of that touchdown midfield, yeah. Like, because, you know, it looked like Marty Brown should have just been called a good touchdown. They're like, never mind, kicking their ass too bad, bring it back. And you're like, oh, all right. But it was – no, the 98% of that game was dictated by the Canes. There literally was the one drive they scored a touchdown and Carson Beck's turnover. It was the only window the Gators really had. That's all there was.
Because and the only reason why is because it happened so close together.
Right.
So that you start going,
100%.
What are we doing?
But the thing that's impressive about them, it's like, okay, Carson Beck didn't have his greatest game, but who cares? We're going to line it up. We're going to smack this team right in the teeth. And that's what they did the entire way down the field. And then when they got back to defense, they're like, okay, Bain, Mezidor, do your thing, dude. Get after this kid.
I'm still impressed at the fact that Bain is all over the field.
Monster.
All over the field.
I see.
He looks so terrifying too with that arm contraption. What is that? Like, is that a brace that he has on his arm?
They either do it for elbow or if you see the thing that people have up higher, that's a whole brace.
It looks menacing.
It looks menacing, dude. It does. It looks menacing.
It looks like the J.J. Watt.
You don't want big athletic guys like that having that arm brace. Like, I saw when Barry Bonds was doing it, but you understand as a baseball, the pitches might come inside.
But when
you're big and muscular and strong like that, and you got that brace, it's like it's like Bane.
I got one for you, Vlad,
he's Bane.
Back in the day. Pull up a picture of Joey Browner.
Oh, no, I saw Joey Browner. Number 93? I saw Joey.
He had like a first of all, he was like 230.
47, number four. Yeah, for the Vikings, right?
Yeah, he was like 230, and he had like an arm thing that looked like body armor, and he wore it his whole career, and it was terrifying.
I just love the attitude Bane has. Like, he's really...
Yeah. No, he's a monster.
He's a monster, but he's also menacing, not on the field, but in social media.
Like, he really is.
He's like...
He captions everything. F him. Like, y'all next. I'm just like, oh my God.
The picture of the Gator being barbecued and...
Yeah, it's great. Let's play a little bit of him. He was just with him with DBJ after the game.
All right. The ever-ready battery just keeps on going, man. We are joined with my man, Mr. Bain. Tell me, what kind of day did you have today? You just were relentless in your pass rush, and I saw you convert against the run, and looked like the entire defense was prepared, Ruben.
For me personally, I feel like it was pretty decent. I could have finished a little bit on certain plays. But overall, the defense was flying around. It was making other plays, and that's a good, talented team over there that we just played. And we just held them down to minimal points and minimal yards. We came out to play. We trusted in our coaches. We came out to play.
You know, Ruben, I talked about you in our pregame show, and one of the things that I shared with everybody that listens is how every day since you've been here, every day, that you work after practice with Jason Taylor. And I would see you working on your hands and your sets and everything that goes with being a defensive lineman. How is that starting to pay off?
It's paying off a lot because even when I get tired, I can still see my technique staying where it's supposed to be. I'm still working out how I'm supposed to work out all the way through the fourth quarter. Honestly, I feel like when you get to the fourth quarter, that's when I'm trying to kind of play my best brand of football. And I feel like that come from playing, working out after practice. And that's when I'm really tired and I'm still getting extra reps in. And I'm really honing in on the details. And I'm real very detailed when it comes to that point of the game.
Also helps that you're going against number 61 now. Yeah, we know. Yeah, every day. You two guys really go at it, but you hug each other every time.
Yeah, we do. 61 and 71, 70. They give me the
crazy, man. What a game.
Yep. He's bought it. That's all you can say.
Yep.
Jason Taylor getting love.
Yeah.
Yeah. They talking about him nationally,
too. Talking about technique, learning techniques from a Hall of Famer.
It is really cool. And he was fired up eating that gator next to DBJ.
Have you ever eaten gator, Tobin?
No. Wait. Yeah, I think I've had it one time at there was like a Delray.
Redneck event?
No, it was like a food. Delray's not redneck. Delray is very artsy.
Vlad, that sounds like Intangibles barbecue.
Sounds like cargo shorts, flip flops, Crocs.
Yeah. It was one of those food fests.
Daddy Light.
Yeah, it was one of those food fests, but it was and I think I had fried gator. It wasn't barbecued. So
when they fry gator, they only do the tail.
Yeah, that's what I had. I had the tail. But I didn't think it was gross. I was just like, all right, this is weird. Gator.
When we went to in New Orleans, there were people that would, you know, because they cook anything, and like they would try to do that. But if you go to a restaurant that's Louisiana themed, they always have fried gator tail as an option.
Mm.
But I don't recall having that offered as a young kid. So I just associated with Intangibles.
It's got to taste like chicken, man.
No.
Gator?
Vlad, and somebody is going to put in the chat, and I'm going to get mad.
Mm.
But Vlad, what do you think something is going to taste like?
Don't normally
that hangs
taste
out in swamp water their whole life. It's going to be fishy.
Maybe.
And people tell me, that's because you ain't had it prepped right. Okay, they've said that with salmon. They've said that with tuna.
Salmon can kick rocks.
And I'm still not in, I still don't like those things. You know what I mean? So
I didn't say I was going to eat it. I'm just saying it.
You either like it or you don't.
You know when it tastes good? You
like it.
I'll tell you when it tastes good. After you kick the gator's ass, I don't think you're thinking very much about it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Do they, like, put that thing in a caja china? Like, what do they do with that gator? Like, that thing looked, they did that thing like a lechon.
I think they just rolled it up and put it on the grill and sprinkled some seasoning on it.
I've seen it at tailgates. I mean, that's obviously like an LSU staple. I've seen that a ton.
Yes.
Where they do that for the gators.
Which, again, being from Louisiana, my upbringing didn't have a lot of that. And I'm going to tell you, in Louisiana, most folks eat anything.
But I have not seen.
Never an option. Gator was never one of those options.
I've never seen the team do it in the postgame locker room.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And, dude, speaking of crazy, we haven't talked about it. What a delight this Michael Irvin is. I mean, my God.
Wait. Were you talking about when he was cycling?
Cranking the siren?
Everything he was doing.
That was a lot of sweat flying everywhere.
But he's like, that's how he loves this. He loves this school so much. He really does.
He only missed one game so far this year, and that was before the Bud Canelo fight.
That's how you know it's a big fight.
That's
how you know it's a big fight if Michael Irvin was missing a Canes game, because that dude was there for Bethune. Like, he's there all the time for those games.
All the time.
But they had him cranking that siren, and he was going bananas on that thing. And he's showing, like, even when they were going down, you can see him, like, he's, what I think it was when Brown almost scored the touchdown, and then they brought him back out, and you could just see he's going nuts, Leroy. He's sweating it. He's feeling everything.
When I saw him, I was thinking, Vlad, you might have been on the same page.
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah,
I
yeah,
hope
yeah.
it's raining. I hope it's raining.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That's not normal.
No. Okay. We all know what was going on. We thought, you know, it might have been a relapse.
Swag. Swag.
You know, he might have, you know, he might have visited Casablanca.
We also had on college game day, we had Nick Saban and Matthew Tkachuk cursing up a storm.
46.
I think it's alumnus of Kent State. I think Florida State kicks the shit out of us. So before the crowd turns on me, I want Florida State to win by 50 this week. I want them to win by 50 next week because the Canes are going up north in 2 weeks and we'll kick the shit out of them.
Come on.
Hey, well, first of all,
I love it.
Let me just say this.
Chucky's the best.
He's the best.
Let me just say this. When you have an all-time great coach open up the cursing door, then why wouldn't Matthew Tkachuk think that that door was open?
Right, 100%. You don't know the rules of TV. Right? You're a hockey player.
If Nick Saban wouldn't have did it, I don't think Tkachuk does.
He still would have done it. You know who was next to them? Pat McAfee.
McAfee was actually the dialed back one. He goes, right. Potty mouths you two.
Right, but if you know McAfee's show, which Tkachuk's been there, they curse up a storm. So, yeah, I'm surprised it wasn't McAfee who started the curse.
And you know what my favorite part is? The real professionals try to act like it never happened.
Oh, Reese right. Davis and Herb Street?
Just keep it moving. What a time. Great weekend by the Canes. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here on a Monday. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Leroy's going to hand out his game balls and game bumps coming up later. Miami Dolphins off until next Monday. They're going to be taking on the Jets. A good old 0-3 matchup. On Monday Night Football, we should enjoy that one, Leroy. New uniforms, though. We got that. I do want to mention and give out some condolences to Chris Greer, the team announcing today that his father passed away, Leroy, over the weekend.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks. The Dolphins putting out a statement, "We are deeply saddened by the passing of Bobby Greer, father of general manager Chris Greer. He's a longtime executive with the Patriots and Texans and a former consultant of the Dolphins. Our thoughts and prayers are with the Greer family." So, tough news today for Chris Greer. Obviously, you know, pales in comparison to what the Dolphins started the season is. A loss like that is unbelievably heartbreaking.
Yeah, it. This is a perfect time in life where you separate the two, right?
Yep.
Like, just separate the two. It's okay to mourn somebody and what they're going through and still not like the job they're doing at work, but still sympathize with them
right.
for their loss.
Yep.
And that's called being a grown up. So I feel bad for him. You know, my dad is pretty old too, and he just called me the other day and say, yeah, man, I was in the shop for like, he say, I was in the shop for like 5 days. I'm like, the shop? What's wrong with your car? No, I was in the hospital.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what are you doing, man?
Right? He referred to the hospital as the shop?
Yeah, he said, that's where you go to get fixed.
Oh, man.
I'm like, but yeah. So then I got it, because he don't want to tell you.
I hate to do this, but.
Minus one.
Yes.
For deception. I'm like,
so you you spent 5 days in the hospital and you want to tell jokey jokes? I say, man, come on.
Is he okay?
I say, how old are you? I said, you're 77 years old. Like trips to the hospital don't have the same cuteness as it used to have.
Yeah. That's, oof.
So,
but is he good?
Yeah, he's good. Like, he's fine. He said, yeah, I fell down and fainted. And they kept me in the hospital for a week. But I kept telling them I was fine. I say, fine people don't pass out.
Jeez.
So, who knows? Now I've got to check in on him. You know, because he ain't going to tell you.
No.
I say, give me the doctor's
note. Why don't they ever tell you?
I don't know, dude.
Right.
That thing. Oh.
I'm like, you ain't have to cut nothing off or nothing. You know, I got to break it down. I got to ask him all the specifics. Your heart, your blood pressure, right? You know, yeah.
Crazy, man.
So, yeah.
That's wild. But, all right. Well, I hope your dad's all right, dude.
Yeah, according to him, he's fine. He did the old thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it probably was from watching that damn Saints game.
That do it to you.
They did get killed.
Dude, before I was able to get to the game, they were down 14-0.
Terrible.
Yeah.
They lost 44-13 to the Seahawks.
That's not even
yesterday.
Mentioned what the hell Cincinnati did. Holy smokes.
That was nasty.
That was terrible.
I'm like, two backup quarterbacks and they still score.
It feels like everybody is putting, like, I feel like there's more teams putting up 40 all over the league this year, like in the first couple of weeks. Usually it feels like the defenses take a little bit of time, but it feels like there's been some nasty blowouts around the league.
But they scored what, 40, was it 49?
Vikings, they put up 48 on them.
They scored 48. The quarterback threw for like 170.
No, I know. Well, I mean, the Colts yesterday put up 40 on the Titans. Jonathan Taylor, did you see that touchdown that he had?
Hey, oh, my goodness.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's my running back in fantasy.
So my question is this. After 3 weeks looking at that division,
mm-hmm.
are we having second thoughts about how we look at Indy?
Oh, I think Indy looks top to bottom like the best team right now. Daniel Jones is playing great. Houston, this CJ Stroud. I mean,
it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
It's the O line's not that great. Okay, that O line is terrible.
Neither is
bro.
Anyone in that division.
Oh, but Indy.
Other than Indy,
that's what I said. But everybody was sleeping on Daniel Jones, and then look, you went to a quarterback whisperer. And Kevin O'Connell, and then look at him now.
CJ Stroud may need a whisperer. He may need a whisperer, dude.
Well, his whisperer is now part of the...
Did you guys see what went viral yesterday, though? Because, like, mm-hmm. remember when he beat Caleb Williams in his rookie year?
Oh, and he gave him
the little bro talk. He's like, don't worry, buddy. You're going to be a great player in this league. It's like, you're a rookie, too. Don't talk to me like that. And Caleb Williams yesterday, I mean, they put it on the Cowboys. Flea flickers.
I mean, it was, I mean, and this Caleb Williams got a cannon. He mm-hmm. threw a ball 30 yards downfield to a guy in a window or that was open, but that ball got there so quick.
And then, of course, we'd be silly not to mention Justin Herbert. I mean, oof.
Yeah.
Real. And this Harbaugh loves him so much. I mean, he is, every time Harbaugh talks about him, you think he's talking about like one of his kids.
Right.
He's just like, let me tell you why Herbert is the best. And I'm just like, all right, Jim Harbaugh, calm down. He can't be that great.
To be honest with you, though, is part of that just playing the game, because your quarterback and your head coach are attached, whether you want to or not, so he just all in on it?
Timeout.
What?
2 years ago when a certain coach was really bigging up his quarterback. You were loving it.
It's not the same.
You made an hour out of it.
How do you think Stephen Ross feels when he watches Chargers games? When he just watches Jim Harbaugh, who he's gone after, got caught going after him, and then like he's just like, damn, I really wanted that guy when he was done winning at Michigan too, and now he's just sitting here just, oh, and they that throw that Herbert had, I can't even lie, that thing was incredible.
They come in here in like what, 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks,
man.
Yeah, that could be a bad one for the fan base.
It could be. No, it's a must win coming up on Monday. Like it's that like, make no mistake, that's a must win on Monday. If they don't win that, the season is curtains, dude.
Because that Carolina game's not an easy game now.
No, but they need to go 3-1
the next four,
like they do. That's and it's doable, but it's not like. I don't know who this team can beat. They lost to the Patriots. You see the Patriots play yesterday? 5 turnovers?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
I mean, like, you can get away with that with Indy because they're playing really good. But then when the Patriots come up and lay a stinker, like, yeah.
I literally kept walking into – I was, like, walking back and forth. I kept walking in the room, and, like, and the Patriots fumble. I'm like, again? They lost another fumble? I kept feeling like I was like, replaying? What the hell's going on here? It was infuriating.
You know what yesterday showed me? The difference in the NFL is not that – it's not that wide of a gap, bro, between teams.
No, it's really not.
It's not. It really isn't. It's whoever can execute their game plan and adjust their game plan is going to really be the team.
The problem is that people fail to realize, you know what? Everybody got the same salary cap, and some people appropriate that money to different positions. And if you see it, forget about the quarterback, right? And if you see where the money is appropriated, you can probably tell who are the better teams in the league. You see what I mean? And so the Dolphins and the Cowboys have two similarities. All their money is appropriated outside.
Jerry Jones is not worried. He says they're a playoff team.
Playoff team for what?
That's what he says.
I mean,
for fantasy?
They starting to play in with the football now?
Yeah, they're playing the Hawks.
Play in.
The Heat and Hawks. They got to go through both of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a break. Leroy hands out his game balls in game bums. Next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. This guy's a bomb.
Oh, man. Gather around, ladies and gentlemen. Leroy Horde has us in the locker room here as it is time to hand out our game balls and game bombs. bombs.
Are you handing out gator legs too?
Whatever, yeah. What, like a turkey leg?
Like a turkey leg.
Turkey leg.
It's like kind of. Sports Talk at WQM presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on the Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Leroy, what do you got?
So, we already talk about the Canes. Not going to even talk about the Browns or the Vikings. I'm going to go on a little off the beat a little bit.
Okay.
The Indiana Hoosiers.
Okay. All right. Was not expecting that.
Big
Ten. Beat the brakes.
Oh, word?
Off of number 9, Illinois. Because nobody was really paying attention. One was ranked
9 and 19th, one was for 19th.
And one was named 9th. They beat a top 10 team. I think they put up a 50 burger. And it was astonishing because, one, it was Indiana, Illinois. Let's be honest. Right? It game didn't get a whole bunch of coverage, but it was two ranked teams playing against each other. It was unbelievable. So I'm going to give a game ball to them simply because it ain't going to happen that much. So, you know, sometimes you got to mention some new, bring some new kids and give them their credit.
Did you feel good about Michigan this week beating Nebraska?
I did. Their quarterback still has some growing.
Which one?
You know, some growing
Underwood
pains. Yeah, he's just young, man. He's young. They don't. It's crazy how that works.
Who's that guy who's filling in for your coach?
Pip, what's his name? Like, he's got Booth Pippins or something like that.
Right.
I got the score. Illinois was ranked 9th in the country.
Okay.
Indiana was ranked 19th. I knew something was fishy because Indiana was favored by 7.
Biff Pogi.
Right? The being a team ranked 10 spots higher than you and you ranked and you 7-point favorites for whatever reason, the final score was 63-10.
Damn.
A top 10 team, 63-10. So I'm going to tip my hat because you ain't never seen that happen. I promise you. You can't remember top 10 team lose by 53. They done had some beatdowns. Not like that.
Let me check.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So
either way, it's impressive, whether it's happened or not. It was damn impressive.
It's impressive. And I'm going to tip my hat because they didn't get a whole bunch of coverage. And I have one Indiana fan of mine that I golf with that's out there in the peripherals. Now he peacocking.
Indiana's having a moment right now.
Looking around.
The Fever beat the Aces last night in game one.
Yeah, that was
a
good game,
too. The Colts are 3-0.
Yep.
Still hate that city, though. Still hate that city.
Yeah.
Boring.
My game bum.
Except for Kalel Ware. Thank you for him.
My game bum. The Dallas Cowboys. And let me tell you why.
Bum.
Because people tried to justify Jerry. And he said we wanted to stop the run.
That's right.
But you didn't do that either.
It's all coming together. We're going to be a playoff team.
You didn't stop the run at all.
We're going to be a playoff team.
You ain't stopped the run at all. They had their way with you.
That was nasty. So, you can't let a team run 11 consecutive running attempts. Right, that means they have no damn respect for you.
Dude, can I just say this? I have never, like, that's some stuff you do in college against Bethune.
No, you know the last time I seen that?
Like, you're trying to set the tone.
The last time I seen that was the NFC Championship game when the Niners beat the Packers, and I think Jim Harbaugh said, we're not going to let Jimmy Garoppolo. No, was it? Might have been Shanahan. Somebody just said they're not going to hand the ball off. They're not going to let the quarterback throw the ball. And they just ran the ball, and they destroyed that team. The Niners did that.
But watching that game, and they scored quickly early. They had a bunch of big plays.
Mm-hmm.
And the coach said, we got to run the football. And boy, when I'm telling you they ran the football, they ain't even let Caleb throw the ball. And I'm like, yeah, man, they got a two-way go. That's the worst spot to be in in sports. Two-way go. They can do whatever they want, when they want, how they want. And yeah, like it. So
and they just lost. Going
to, huh?
I said, and they just the Cowboys just lost CeeDee Lamb because I think he's got a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, he came back out, but he couldn't
move after he tried one play.
High ankle sprain is the worst because there's really no set damage, right? Like it's one of those injuries like a pulled hammy. Like you don't know how long it's gonna be, the severity of it.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of got to work through it. So it could be anywhere from a week or two to we've seen sometimes that high ankle sprain lasts, especially in basketball, 4 to 6 weeks. Like you have no idea. High ankle sprain is just one of those things you have no idea how long it's going to take. But he was walking. So that's a good sign. But he don't play defense. So unless he make it tackles, I don't know what they're going to do. If Chicago run the ball, that ain't even the best running team you're going to face.
Yeah, that is game balls and game bums. We will take a break, get back into the football happenings of the weekend, including your Miami Hurricanes moving up to number 2 in the AP poll, setting up a big-time matchup with FSU. Should the Noles handle business this week, Canes get the bye week. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.